I invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. Bread and juice, reminders of the gospel. We come back to this every week. We must come back to the gospel. It's all about the good news that Jesus came, became human, God come in the flesh to die for my sins, to die for your sins, to pay my price, to pay your price in full on the cross. If you will only put your trust in him, believe in him, turn from whatever it is you're holding on to and say, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. I understand Jesus is the only one who could save me. Would you forgive my sins based not on anything I could do, but based on what Jesus did? Would you forgive me and cleanse me and make me new? Send your Holy Spirit to live inside of me and clean me up in a way I could never do in my own power, under my own efforts. If you're a believer in Jesus, if your trust is in him, if not, put your trust in him. What are you waiting for? This news is too good to be true, and yet it is absolutely true. It's the gospel truth. We have bread and juice that remind us of his body broken, his blood poured out. Believe in Jesus. Take bread, take juice. Reflect on what he did for you. Once we've all been served as a body of believers, we'll take that together to remember him. Thank you, Jesus. For taking my place, for paying my price, for welcoming me in, giving your Holy Spirit to live inside, to clean up this mess, to make all things new, to make ugly, broken things beautiful and whole again. We receive grace, a gift from your hand, and we say thank you. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out to wash sinners clean, drink.